This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
I get fascinated that people want to come on the air and...
God bless them.
Yeah. Today it's about Rob and Lori. And we don't know a ton about what's going on, so let's just get started with Rob's side. Rob?
Yay.
What's happening, dude? What brings you to Great Mate Debate?
I have recently got engaged to Lori, a woman I've been dating for a very long time, who I love very much.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, a while back, I had a moment of weakness. We've been together for a really long time. And, you know, it was kind of at that point where I really had to decide, do I want to dive in or not? And I had a moment of weakness. And unfortunately, I had an indiscretion, is what I'll say.
Oh.
So you're just using a lot of euphemisms so you don't sound like a dirtbag, but you cheated? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's cute that you're dancing around it, but you did you cheat once or did you have an affair?
A couple times. I mean, but it was the same person, one person. It was a couple times. I realized it was just stupid, you know, and I ended it. But you know, obviously, it did a lot of damage, and there's a lot of trust issues. I get it. But I've been, we got engaged, and I think came a long way, and I thought I want to spend the rest of my life with her, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, Lori is really insecure about it, and she's like constantly kind of peppering me with like texts and phone calls, and she's checking my phone all the time, and you know, and then she'll get real emotional out of nowhere and just, you know, get real angry, you know, and we just can't seem to move past it. And I'm wondering if this is a good idea now. I mean, I want to marry her, but I'm just starting to worry a little bit, you know?
Right.
Well, let's go ahead and have her jump in here. Lori?
I mean, pretty much. It was... Yay!
Okay, so can you take us through, like, you found out he was cheating, then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I found out he was cheating. We kind of had, like, a Rachel and Ross moment of trying to talk it out, but it didn't work. We broke up for a few months. I was trying to move on, and he showed up at my job with flowers and telling me how sorry he was, and that I was the one, and... he just couldn't live life without me, blah, blah, blah. So we're engaged.
Congratulations.
But I feel, thanks. I feel like I am totally within my rights to be upset about this. And like be checking in on him. Like he hasn't fully regained my trust.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you marrying him then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not trying to be on his side. I'm just saying... do you really want to marry somebody you don't trust?
I mean, we love each other, and he made a mistake, and I think we can work through it, but it's not going to be an overnight thing, which I don't think he understands. And it's
I'm not saying this is overnight. I mean, it's been a while now, you know? It's not like I'm not asking for an overnight thing. I'm just saying it's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get off the hook on this. And I get it. I know I screwed up, but I just feel like I don't know if you're ever going to
forgive me. Big screwed up.
What do you want? Okay. Like we're going to get a bunch of jury members in here. You got to say what you want. What do you want, Rob? You want the, like you slipped a ring on her finger and that's a, like an amnesia stick or what is it that you expect? And Lori, what do you want? Rob, you go first.
Honestly, like right after this happened, you know, we did break up, but then, I brought flowers every day for weeks and I've just apologized so many times and I've gone over this so many times, and I'm totally happy to do it. And I understand if I need to keep doing it, I'll do it. But I want to know at some point, like, I'm going to be forgiven, because she says she forgives me, and then, you know, she gets real upset about that. It'll just come up, you know.
It's not forgotten. It may be forgiven,
no.
But yeah, I don't know if
it's not forgotten. It's not something you easily forget.
I'm not saying you have to forget about it, but it's just like, I mean, just feel like you're still real mad at me, and I feel like it's not going to go away. And, you know, I don't want to be planning a wedding and getting married to you knowing that you're still pissed at me about this,
right?
You know?
I mean, I don't want to be planning a wedding knowing that you slept with other people, okay. So.
What do you want, Lori? Do you want unfettered access to his phone forever? What do you want? What's going to make you feel right?
I just want to be able to trust. I want to feel good enough to where I'm not freaking out about this all the time. I want to feel like I don't need to check his phone. I just need him to make me feel secure, and he's not there.
Okay.
And I need him to not be upset with me that I have feelings and emotions. And sure, I get upset about this every now and then, but it's never out of context.
So if he has to stay late at work, you don't believe that he's at work?
I mean, that's what happened the first time, so it's a little hard.
I love love, and I want you two to be okay, but
I don't. But does love conquer all? Does love conquer? Will it put trust back into her?
That's the zillion-dollar question. So, guys, honestly, this is something that happens in a lot of relationships. So we're gonna like talk to other people. Do you mind hanging on? And we're gonna get a jury for you guys, and it just hang right there. And hopefully, by the end of this, we'll get you guys married. So hang on.
See, that's the collateral damage. That's the things. There's so many things you have to overcome when you decide to take a cheater back. And she's never going to have peace of mind. Every day for the rest of her life, it's going to be check his phone, check this, check that.
But and I agree with that 100%. I also, I see where he's coming from. He's like, I thought, do you forgive me, right? Yeah.
Move past.
And here's a wedding ring. We're going to get married. We're going to spend forever. Yep. Okay. So from this day forward, I swear I'm never going to cheat.
Yeah.
But it's,
no.
She can't let go of what happened.
And I can't. That's hard.
I don't know how you get people do it, but I don't know if you need therapy. You got to learn to compartmentalize things. You got to go like, that happened, but he's a different man now.
Or hope that he's a different man now.
That's
in the mind of a lady. I don't think you're going to ever get peace of mind.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's kind of my yeah.
Rob wants her to back off and start to trust him again. She's like, you got to work with me. Mm. It doesn't just happen overnight.
And they're going to get married.
Maybe. You guys try to help them out. Melody?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
So I went through, I'm actually going through this exact same thing in my marriage. I've known my husband for 18 years. We've been married for 9. He had an affair about a year ago. It took me almost an entire year to actually start trusting him and wondering when he is going out with his friends, what is he doing?
Yep.
Who is he meeting up with? And then he did it again.
And then you dumped him.
So we had to separate. It's been hard. We have a house, 3 kids, 3 dogs. We have years invested into this, and there's no trust. And every day when I talk to him, I ask him, please don't do something today that's going to hurt me again.
Oh, man.
I say it to him every day. And I don't know.
Are you trying to save it or are you done?
I don't know yet.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Because of my family involved, like my children, is one thing. But at the same time, I don't know if I'll ever trust him again.
Right. Which means you're kind of trapped. Yeah.
Melody, that sucks. So you're clearly on Lori's side then.
Definitely. I don't know if that trust will ever come back again, especially. And my biggest thing is he apologized. He said he was sorry, just like he is doing for Lori.
Right.
Did you find out on your own or did he tell you?
No, I found out on my own.
Oh.
Yeah. So is he sorry because he did it, or is he sorry because he got caught?
Is he sorry because he got caught? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
And that's the same way I feel.
If I wouldn't have caught him, would he have kept going?
Doing.
Or will he do it again if I don't catch him? Is this like a cat and mouse game?
Yeah.
Thank you, Melody. Yeah. Good luck. Let's do Jessica here. Jessica?
Yay!
Hi,
guys. So I'm not sure if I really take a side. I take the side of love. But if I had to pick a side, I might lean towards him. And here's the reason why. My husband and I now, he actually slept around on me a lot in college. We never had the official title of boyfriend, girlfriend. And I knew that when I met him, he had gotten out of a really long relationship. Whatever, he had issues with girlfriends. He slept around on me a lot. I found out about most of them. And then at one point, I just told him I was done. And I left him for a while. And he came back, said the same thing. He wanted me back. And I said, you have a lot of stuff to prove to me. And I gave him the opportunity. And ever since then, he's been faithful, loyal to me. We've been together ever since. We just had a baby. So I guess I would say his side. But she, if you guys want to make it work, she needs to truly give him the opportunity to show her. And he better not mess up. That's, I guess, what I have to say.
Wow. Thank you, Jessica. You think you got that in you, Rob?
Yeah, I do. I mean, even though I didn't, you know, she found out, you know, I got caught. I knew this was stupid, and I'll never do it again. And I mean, hearing the first
then
caller,
why did you do it the first time?
Yeah,
because I just, you know, honestly, I just got.
How do I know you're not going to get bored again?
I mean, it wasn't just you. I mean, a lot of it just, I didn't know, you know, the things at work, I didn't know where I was going. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, my dad was sick for a long time, and I didn't know who I was, and I just looked in the wrong place, and I'm sorry.
It wasn't between my legs.
Listen, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple more in here, and we'll tell you the verdict. Eden?
Yay.
Yay.
Hi. So I'm definitely on Lori's side 100%.
Okay.
Why?
Because, you know, when you're starting a relationship, you're building a foundation, you know, and a huge part of a relationship is trust. And when you first meet that person, you have to build that trust. And the fact that he betrayed her trust, he's going to have to rebuild it again. He's going to have to prove to her that, you know, he's worthy of her trust, and she doesn't have to worry about where he's going, who he's talking to, and, you know, stuff like that.
But how have I not proven? I mean, I've apologized, and I feel like I've done a lot to try and rebuild that. Like, at what point am I ever going to feel like I've won the trust back, you know?
When you can stop asking, because you have it. You don't need to keep, like, pestering me about it, and I won't keep pestering you.
Let's get one more. Margie?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Lori, 100%. Unless she can say 100% that she does not care about what happened, he will do it again. I went to therapy for years, and he's only sorry that he got caught. And a cheater has a different set of morals, and they cannot change. I don't believe he will, and I think she's in for so much heartache. And, yeah, you just can't do it, Lori. It's my take on it.
Thank you, Margie. I just had this analogy pop in my head, and I've never thought of it this way, but it's like trust is like a Ming vase.
Okay.
And it's this amazing thing. And when you guys get together and you have this perfect Ming vase, whatever you want to say, he smashed it and it's super glued back together now, but you have to get a new Ming vase with somebody else. The best case scenario is you have a glued one. But it's never going to be like it's impossible for it to be 100%.
It was
ever.
Fractured.
It's there's no way around that. So you have to decide, can you deal with super glue or do you want it all the way put together? Because you won like by a 5-3 margin. And I'm sure is social media kind of
same. Yeah, they're Lori won.
I'm not going to cheat again. I'm not going to cheat again. They all kept saying that. I'm not going to cheat again. I won't.
You can say it all you want, but then I can keep saying I'm never going to cheat, and it doesn't change the fact that you did already.
Dang.
We can't.
guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to say. It's like, we can't set a date. I'm sorry. Again, for the millionth time, I'm so sorry.
You have to stop counting the sorries, Rob.
That's what I'm saying. It's always in my face. It's my fault that I don't accept your apology.
Wow.
That's why I'm not ready to. It doesn't feel as genuine as it should be. It feels like this is the steps you're supposed to take. You're supposed to buy me flowers. You're supposed to apologize. You're supposed to do this. And you've done all that. But do something that you're not supposed to do. Don't follow like a rule book. Do something that we would do for each other. You haven't done that. You haven't been you.
Oof. Dang.
You guys, honestly, best of luck. Maybe
thanks
we can,
for coming. Yeah.
We can check in with you guys and see what happens next. We really do appreciate it. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, could you deal with a broken vase the rest of your life?
No.
You just got to go get a new vase
right.
And hope the next dude doesn't
break the vase.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.